And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The birth crisis in the West is headed toward an economic catastrophe, with experts warning the cost to America alone will reach into the quadrillions of dollars. That's a lot of money, but one economist notes that the crisis dwarfs other budget concerns, calling it not just a small change like $1 trillion here or there. What's the cost of a society structured to discourage the family rather than celebrating? Apparently, quadrillions. A new study from Yale confirms what many vaccine-injured Americans have long suspected. The COVID jab spike protein can linger in the body for years, not days or weeks, as we were repeatedly told. Researchers found evidence of protein persistence up to 709 days post-vaccination, linking it to a condition they're calling post-vaccination syndrome. PBS sufferers report brain fog and fatigue, neuropathy, and other debilitating symptoms that mirror long COVID but appear in people with no prior infection. And currently, accountability in this area is moving at a gradual pace, certainly a lot more gradual than all of the rhetoric surrounding getting the jab. It's funny how that works. Senator Ted Cruz has exposed the National Science Foundation's $2 billion ideological spending spree under the Biden administration, with millions earmarked for climate justice, equity centers, and studies on white supremacist extremism. Cruz's database meticulously documents how government agencies were weaponized to push far-left ideology under the guise of scientific research. A whistleblower from the NSA has revealed a trans cult with enormous power that has infiltrated America's most secretive intelligence organization, diverting resources from national security to gender ideology, saying that these ideological distractions from the NSA are going to get people killed. Remember that warning the next time someone claims the culture war is just about pronouns. And Parents Defending Education has filed a federal civil rights complaint against a California school district over a near $75,000 contract with an organization focused exclusively on black male students. The complaint highlights programs like a crowning ceremony and a Kingmakers classroom experience that allegedly discriminates by race. Meanwhile, in Maryland, the House of Delegates has passed a bill allowing contraceptive vending machines in schools, including kindergartens and preschools. One Republican delegate warned that this is what happens when people in charge put ideology over common sense. Now, this is a lot more than breaking common sense. This is pure evil. In the state of Tennessee, lawmakers are debating a bill requiring school districts to ban cell phones for students during class time. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.